Wie ihr wollt, wie ihr wollt. That was a band, a local band out of Toronto by the name of Eden Ants with a track called Losing Touch. And that's from their brand new promotional CD. Well, that doesn't really have a name other than promotional CD. They handed me out a copy as I was leaving the VNV Nation show this weekend. And I'm happy to say that they still continue to not suck. Before that, you heard Mellotron from their most recent EP, which is, I guess, getting a little bit on the older side. There's a track that I've played here before, but it's one of my favorites, Ich Bin Wie Ich Bin. And we started things off with Headscan from their brand new disc, Shaper and Mechanist. This is, or that was, Immortal. And I apologize for the show being a little bit late this week, but I'm in the middle of moving. It's Monday night, and the movers are coming on Thursday, so needless to say, all my CDs are packed up in milk crates, and they're actually over at the new place already. I've been kind of moving gradually, and movers are coming for furniture only. Some other good news for those of you who may have glanced over at the website every once in a while. After, oh Lord, something like 9 months of 9 or 10 months of unemployment, I finally found a new job. So even though I'm moving, I'm not going to have moved, yeah, because I got a job, but what the hell, anyways. That's my life in a nutshell. I'm confused. We're going to continue on with some stuff that can get a little bit East Indian here. There's really cool stuff from Soma, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a side project of Snog, although I could very well be mistaken. This is My Ancient Vimhana by Soma. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Thank you.
Slalom. And I guess that was the side project sort of set, where I play a couple of bands that normally would be played, only I play their side projects, which normally wouldn't be played. And actually, I got to give shouts out to my buddy Dave, who... Dave from Rec Music Industrial, that is, who basically supplied me with most of the tracks this week. He was like, well, you know, Todd, all your CDs are packed, so why don't you try playing this and this and this? And he handed me about a dozen things, and I picked about four out that I could handle. His taste in music is a lot more, I guess, ambient than mine is. Or I used to be into that stuff a number of years ago, but... I don't know. I think my buddy Randy rubbed off on me back then, but he doesn't rub off on me anymore, so I'm just a synth pop whore now, and I'd be a good man whore. Anyways, we're going to continue on with one of those pioneering bands that I actually never heard of until this year. And I remember I was over at Chuck from Lost Signal. I was over at his place, and he played this disc for me, I believe, and then was completely shocked that I'd never actually listened to the band before. This is La Sieg Benthouse with a track called Ashes to Ashes. See if you recognize it. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Thank you. Of Nets from their latest disc, Work 02, creatively titled, a brand new disc out from Artifact Records, and of course they also sent me the head scan disc. Good stuff coming out of them. There's some real, you look at the disc and you go, geez, you know, I've never heard of these guys before, but you're really worth it, you really owe it to yourself to give them a listen, because there's some really good stuff on here that you would probably otherwise miss. Anyway, it's going to end the show off this week with a band by the name of Imperative Reaction. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to say that next week's show may be late or may not happen at all. I apologize because the move, and I don't know when I'm going to have internet access again. If all goes well, I'll have it before next weekend, but, you know, cable companies. Anyways, this is Imperative Reaction from the Counterbalance compilation. This is a track called Rift. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Eye.